1940 hours, 23rd of December, 2013. My name is Bob Coughlin. I'm an investigator with the District Attorney's Office of Ventura County. Do you have a few minutes to speak to me? Okay, just trying to. I'm doing some follow-up on the officer-involved shooting and the chase that occurred back in July, and Lakeview Canyon Road and Agoura Road. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I know you were one of the people that called in because I just again listened to your conversation with the dispatcher. And did another investigator from the sheriff's department get a hold of you between then and now, or am I the
no?
No, okay.
No,
we weren't sure if the deputy had followed up with you. What do you remember?
I called a couple of times.
Okay. what do you remember? Well, let me start out this way. Where exactly were you when you first saw the person you described, or the car you described as a drunk driver? Do you remember where
I was driving down. I was driving eastbound on, what is it? It's not Thousand Oaks Boulevard. It's
Agoura?
What? Agoura Road, yeah.
Okay.
I turned right from Westlake Boulevard.
Okay.
And we were going down there, me and my two kids.
Okay. And then you're coming up into the area of Lakeview Canyon Road, and where do you see this drunk driver?
I saw him when he turned out of the I think it's La Venta.
Oh, okay. Okay.
By Escobar. And that's when he went down the wrong side of the street with the lights out.
Okay. And I'm not really familiar with that area. I think that's the East County. I don't get out there that far. Okay. And he's going down the wrong side of the road. And what do you see him do next?
We see him go down the wrong side of the road.
Okay.
And so we called, and then we were looking for him. Oh, actually, then he went over. I think he went over at La Venta.
Okay.
And got on the correct side of the road.
Okay.
And then continued down there toward Lakeview Canyon Road.
Okay.
And I think at that point, then he turned left.
Towards the freeway?
Okay. And went into that little shopping center right there.
Okay. All right. And then what did you see next, sir?
Well, my kids and I, we turned back around in front of the Westlake Inn and to see what we could see.
Okay.
And because we thought, well, this guy's going to crash into somebody.
Right.
So we turned back around, and then we turned right on, and then we made a U-turn. Like, Westlake Inn is like one down.
Right. Yeah, I don't know where that is.
And then turned back up Lakeview Canyon towards the
freeway
thing, and then, yeah, towards the freeway. Then went into that shopping center also.
Okay.
And then, we went all the way down by the liquor store.
Okay, to the far end.
At the far end.
Right, okay.
And then he was sitting there.
In his car?
He was sitting in his, with the lights out, just sitting, like, in one of the lanes of, well, not the lane, it's not a lane, but in the parking lot.
Okay.
We thought, okay, well, we'll get out of the way.
Because mm-hmm.
what we were trying to do, I don't know if we were still on the 911 at that time, but we were trying to tell them where the guy was.
Right, and that's what you were trying to do. You were trying to tell the dispatcher that.
Yeah, and they were like, well, you're in L.A. County. I said, yeah, I know, yeah. But you guys are
right.
Looking for him.
Okay, and then you do see two Ventura County deputy sheriffs arrive at some point?
Yeah, and then they come in that driveway by the movie theater.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if he went back up the towards the movie theater or not.
Okay.
But he was in the parking lot. Then actually he went out of the driveway against traffic again.
The driveway
down by the liquor store.
Okay, that's okay. I wanted to clarify that one. And okay, all right. He went out that way. All right, and
then turned left. Went against traffic.
Okay.
Went around the corner again,
okay.
And then went back into, and then went towards the driveway of the movie theater again.
Okay. And
we backed our car out of the spot, and then like went up towards where the guy was.
Okay.
And that's when the sheriff came in.
And the sheriff came in by the Regency Theater over there?
Yes.
Okay.
And then he saw the sheriff, I assume, because then he went pretty fast through the parking lot.
Okay. Remember which way he went through the parking lot?
He was going. He would have been going south that time, towards the liquor store.
Back towards the liquor store. Okay. And did the deputies or one or two of the deputies chase him?
Yeah, at least one of them was chasing him at that point.
Okay. All right. And were you there the entire time for the when it ended?
Well, what we saw was then we went up to the movie theater entrance.
Okay.
You know, when he went past us out and we were going up there.
Okay.
He was going around and then we pulled up by the movie theater entrance.
Okay.
And then and that's when he, and I think the car, I'm not sure where the cop car was,
mm-hmm.
The sheriff's car was parked or not, or if they had him pulled over or what he did, but he did a big donut around the sheriff's car.
Okay. All right. When the sheriff's deputy chased that car, did you see the lights and sirens come on or anything like that?
I'm not sure. Well, I'm not sure at that point if he had his lights and sirens on. He might have. I don't know.
Okay. Do you recall at any point the lights and sirens coming on?
Well, I suspect that when they were in the street, they had them on, but I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to put words in your mouth, and I don't want you to guess. I just if you recall it or not.
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay.
In particular.
Okay. All right. But you just remember the sheriff's unit, the police car, just chasing after him.
Yeah, okay. Coming through the parking lot. Well, and then, in fact, coming through the parking lot, I don't believe he had him on.
Okay. Okay.
And then once they went out the other way, and then we went up to the movie theater driveway.
Okay.
Kind of just parked across the sidewalk of the...
At the driveway exit entrance there?
Right by the theater.
Okay. Did you ever see that gray car and the sheriff's cars come back into that intersection of Lakeview Canyon?
What I remember seeing is the guy in the gray Honda or Acura or whatever it was, doing a donut of, what looked like a donut around the sheriff's car.
And where was he doing that donut at? Was it near the intersection?
Yeah, it was right down just probably north of the intersection.
Okay, okay. Do you recall hearing any shots being fired or?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the shots being fired?
Well, I don't know if we, I guess so. I mean, we're pretty far away, but I mean, you could hear them and see them pointing at them.
Okay, you could see.
And that's when the guy crashed into the curb.
Okay, you could see the deputy. Well, one deputy pointing at him, and you're assuming that the deputy is.
Yeah, if he was doing that.
Okay.
A donut around his car.
Okay. All right. And after he did that donut, did you see another deputy come into view?
Yeah. After the guy ran into the curb.
Okay.
He ran into the curb right about where the storm drain is.
All right. Okay. Right there.
And then.
The corner. Okay.
And then
right.
and that's when the second car, and I don't, that's when the second car, pinned him in the against the storm
okay.
drain.
All right. So you see the second car come into view from where you're at, and hit him broadside and pin him against the curb.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But okay. Do you remember at what point? Like I said, if you can, do you remember any lights coming on, any overhead emergency lights coming on? If you're not sure, you
no, I don't, I
okay.
don't, I don't. You know, I'm, I would, you know, I suspect they did, but you
right.
know whether to say, and I
okay.
well, and, I mean, I suspect they were.
Okay, and you don't specifically recall right now if you heard a siren or anything like that, right?
No,
I know
I
there
don't.
Were probably lots of sirens afterward.
Yeah, well, there were lots coming.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, well, I appreciate your time on that. I don't pretty much...